Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you?
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife, the first of the month, and I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we had the food and rum, all night we high, and I'm back to where I give up my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, it's D.O.D. Ain't for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the pump won't creep when they roll slow. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll, yeah. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Put the grape to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the food, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's Gail Corner. What's up, sis?
Yes. What's happening, bro?
What's happening?
Man, what's going on,
girl,
with
you? Girl, good, good. Girl, 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 girl. You know what? I ain't even going to tell you the story today. I'm going to wait till we get off air because there's a couple of exclamatory expletives that'll go with this story. So I'm going to just keep it to myself. How is your day going?
Oh, it's going amazing, actually. I did my little walk, got my walk in, so I'm good.
Right. Right. That's a beautiful thing. I tell you, girl, you always say the right thing to bring me back. You know what I mean? Even though I didn't have an amazing day, my little sis had an amazing day. So I'm going to steal some of that amazing rage from you. You're talking about
absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Did you enjoy your weekend? Did you guys enjoy y'all's weekend? That's what's
man,
up.
Man, I enjoyed it all until we lost the game. That's when everything went to hell in a handbasket.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I was not. I'm not going to say it like it was a torture, you know, but I was on the phone with the cat y'all was playing. And, you know, he is so funny to me. You know, he one of those, yeah, I expected us to do that type of fans. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
right.
Slim, come on, man. Cut it out. You're excited. You know you're going to rub it in the tree. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you talk to him.
Right.
Go ahead, cut it out. Go ahead, get your practice on now. Because for real, you ain't know. Now you know we are one. You know what I'm talking about? So
I know
when,
that's
when
right.
You're talking that trash to me, you're talking it to her. So go ahead and warm yourself up and get yourself ready. He talking about, nah, I say my trash talking to y'all when we play y'all. I said, boy, I had to revert to a saying one of my history teachers in the seventh grade used to say to me, brand new socks and shoes. You know what I'm saying? This baby got on brand new socks and shoes, huh? But no, hey, listen. I all except for the refereeing, for the refereeing, I am really enjoying football. I am really enjoying the teams and you know, everything they're putting into it. You know, football, it's great. It's great, I'm going to say. It has been great. Barring these referees and some of these ludicrous calls, man, I mean, it's ridiculous isn't even the word for it, you know. And my biggest gripe is if it was called consistently, mm-hmm. I would have nothing to say. I would have not one word to say. All I would say is, okay, well, this is the standard in which these games are going to be called. So what can I can't say a word about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just got to let it be what it is. But when I see roughing the passer call in one game and then in the other game, a blatant roughing the passer action and it's no call, I'm like, come on, what's going on for real, man? You know, what's going on? But anyway, we'll get into all that. Today on Kale's Corner, Lady T and DMV Kale, we'll be talking week 4 of the NFL. The winners, the losers, who surprised, who disappointed. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Brady's return to New England. You know what I mean? What was it to you? How did it leave you feeling? You know, we're going to talk about Zach Wilson, electrifies as the Jets up for the Jets first 2021 team win. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that it's so funny how we'll call a player's name for lack of usage one week, and then the next week they connect that player and that quarterback connect as if they didn't miss a beat. And I'm referring to Aaron Rodgers dusting off Randall Cobb in a 2-touchdown game of versus my man 57 years. You know, I swear, one day, and I was thinking of this Sunday, we're going to have to all get together and watch them. Because I need to see some people's faces as this thing is going on that we call football. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I spoke on it a little bit, but we're really going to dive into the referees, man, and this call or no call inconsistency from game to game. I mean, to me, a hole is a hole is a hole. A face mask is a face mask is a face mask. False start, offside, roughing the passer, pass interference. All of these are universal. So it doesn't take all the huddling up and talking to one another. And man,
right.
We're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss that because, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, y'all are making the game poo-poo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all making the game poo-poo. But, yeah, we're going to get into all of that. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all pass it on. Tell somebody we here, we acting a fool, it's Tuesday, Newsday, and we going to do this damn thing Tuesday.
Right back at ya. It's the world's most talented record label, Murder, Inc. And that angelic voice you hear in the background. Oh, that's our new princess of hip-hop and R&B.
She's coming.
Yeah, Mr. Shanti.
Thank you.
so glad that football's back with me.
That's a joint.
That's a joint. Well, it used to be. But you know what? It's still crank. So we, I ain't gonna take nothing away from it. It's still crank. This week four of this NFL season. I'm going to start with the Monday night game, if I could do that. Because that's the freshest one in my mind. And I want to know if anyone else saw lose that game. I want to know if anyone else saw Derek Carr in a moment of indecision, lose that game. You know, it was the fourth down play, and Derek Carr started to scramble, and instead of scrambling, he stopped. And when he stopped, the defender catches up to him, sacks him, turned the ball over. And I was like, yo, I'm kind of vexed here. Because Derek Carr, if I'm not mistaken, been playing good all season. The Raiders are undefeated, right?
Right.
3-0. So why are we seeing this type of non-productive performance out of Derek Carr? And sideline. And Chucky was full-bred Chucky. He was full-bred Chucky on that Bama. Do you hear what I'm saying? He was he was cursing so much that they had to, like, in and out the cameras on Chucky. Because, every third word was a curse word. And I was in here dying. I was cracking up laughing. But at the same time, I love when a coach shows his emotions like that. I love when a coach is aggressive in his and theatrical in his actions. He's into the game as much as we are, you know? Another game, the Bears and the Lions. I could not believe how that young man stepped up to the plate and got the job done on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions looked as if they were lost. They just didn't know what the heck football was, let alone Chicago.
That's facts.
Let alone Chicago. And last but not least, y'all be patient with me. This is the last one I'm gonna talk about. The Bills and the Texans. How in the ham sandwich does a team visit a team in their house and they beat you 40-0? Goose egg, no score whatsoever. You know, I look around. If the Bills and the Texans.
Oh, and the Texans. Gotcha.
Yeah, the Bills and the Texans. Yeah. And look, I know the Bills are a better team, but are they really a 40-0 better team? Or are the Texans being bit in the ass for what they tried to do to Deshaun Watson? Because that was the first thing I thought about. Karma, boy. I'm trying to tell Bama Joe, she is undefeated. Her and her husband, Father Time. They undefeated.
Okay.
They have a flawless record. a flawless record. But it's just like, wow. I couldn't believe when I saw that score, because this is one of the games that I only caught the highlights. I wasn't able to actually watch this game. And I was like, wow. Wow. What about you, Tree? What game stood out to you this weekend? Can't hear you, babe.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking up, but I a little better.
Can you hear me then? I don't know what's going on my phone.
Okay.
There
you go.
Okay, I'm good. My game stood out to me because, okay. I was upset that Garoppolo got hurt again. I was upset that he couldn't finish the game, that Trey Lance came in and he did the best that he could with what he had left, I mean, you know, what time he had left, because he brought us back. But we were supposed to win that game, and I know Debo laughing, but I'm gonna have to give it to him and say that they played during that game, because it wasn't the play, it was out coaching that did it for you know, put the nail in the coffin. But the Raiders and the Chargers. Now you were saying that Carr lost the game. Yes, he lost the game in that moment. He lost the game, but the offensive coordinator lost the game completely because they didn't score in the first half. The first two quarters, they didn't score at all. They didn't even get, I don't even think they got a first down from the play calling that they was, you know, the calls that he was playing. They couldn't even get a first down. So,
right.
I mean, it was just a lot that was going through my mind when I was watching all these games. The Cowboys stood out to me. Like, because, the Panthers are a good team. I'm not going to say it were a good team. The Panthers are a good team. And for them to put up as many points as they did, that really surprised me. Even though I was with them, I wasn't expecting for them to win in that fashion.
You
so
know what
I'm
going to
say
about the Cowboys. I must pass this on. Debo says, yes, I am. He said, yes, I am laughing. His you-know-what off at you, ladies. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to my man, 57, somebody who we know ain't laughing his ass off. What's up, 57?
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah, you is.
I'm your
what
Huckleberry.
Happened?
Yeah, real quick, though, if y'all don't mind, I don't mean to get off the subject, but I lost a family friend over the weekend, you know, and I just wanted to say a prayer. Ben Roethlisberger died Sunday.
You know what?
Yeah. I'll say a prayer for it. Huh?
You're on my nerves.
Did you really lose? So you didn't really lose?
No, man, no.
Burger he talked about.
No. See, I lost Ben Roethlisberger this weekend.
Man, we lost Ben Roethlisberger at the beginning of the season. Didn't we tell you that this was going to happen?
I have to agree with you. There's a lot of changes we got to make, and the coach just threw Ben under the bus this evening. So,
yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear
it,
Tree?
Yeah, I heard it.
No,
I can't do nothing.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, they asked him for
57. Tell Kale about what he said.
Ben, they asked him, said, well, what do you think about Ben? He said, Ben is fine. And he said, but I can't do anything about mobility. You know, he can't get out of the way of the rush. You know, he said, yeah, he can still throw the ball, but he can't get out of the way. You know, so there's a possibility that before week 6 or 7, we're going to either see Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins in there starting. But the way they're going to do it is they're going to say that Ben is hurt because they can't embarrass him and just sit him on the bench. And they're going to do it like that. The game that stood out to me last night, I thought I saw the best defensive and offensive performance by one team last night from the Chargers. They made a few mistakes, but they just totally dominated the Raiders, I thought. And Gruden didn't start coaching until the second half. The first half, he looked like he was just walk. He was sleepwalking, and they were just running all over. And one more thing, if I can. Belichick had Brady so confused, even though they won. Belichick had Brady so confused at one time, and Brady looked like he was like, what is this? You know, but they won the game. They won the game.
He was in his head. He was in his head. But let me go back. Let me go back to the Chargers, because Debo and I was watching this game, and a point came up. I believe Debo brought the point up about the Chargers. It kind of looked like Phillip Rivers all over again with them. You know, a very great quarterback, but still needing something. And it feels to me like the Chargers back in the day when they first drafted Phillip Rivers, and then they had Antonio Gates, you know, and LaDainian Tomlinson, and we all knew that's a Super Bowl team. That's a Super Bowl team there, and for some reason they just haven't gotten over the hump. Now, it's early. It's only week four.
Right.
So it's early. So I'm going to give them time. But for right now, in week four, putting me in the mindset of the Chargers of old. You know what I'm saying? They're reminding me of those Chargers. Let's bring in Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Yo.
What's happening,
all right,
Lou?
Hey, good weekend by
What's
all,
up,
I think. I think for a lot of football fans, it was a good week. It was a good week.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
I'm still alive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my Jets got their first win this season. Giants did. Cowboys are on a roll. Oh, boy, it's great.
I picked you too, Lou.
You did?
I knew
wow.
somebody picked the Jets. I knew somebody picked the Jets.
Yeah, I
just
told them it was you and me, Mark, but it was you and 57.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I assume 57 is the one that's on the line. I assume that's 57 on the line as well, right?
Absolutely.
The other guy last week was Mike Thompson. We don't want him back.
I wasn't crazy about myself anyway. Yeah. I still didn't get message from you yet from about the predictions.
I think you gave me the wrong number, Lou. So I got the right number now.
Yeah.
My cell number, correct?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just give it to me? Give it to me.
Okay, very simple.
Not,
that's my cell number,
not
the show number.
Oh, not over the air. That's right. Not over the air.
Not over the air.
Show
Yeah. This three number is not a number you can be contact with, Lou?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's the number I gave her.
Right.
All right.
The
all
number
right.
I'm calling you from is my cell number.
Gotcha.
Okay. Lou, I'm gonna give you some help and bring your other cowboy buddy on. What's up, Tang?
No.
How you feeling, brother?
Oh,
I'm here. Kev's calling the family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's
right.
up, Kev? 57. Cowboy Nation,
Miss
T, Big Boy, me, Maurice. How y'all doing today?
All right. I tell you, if Jack stays on this game, we got something going here. He's got to stay, he's got to stay the way he's been doing the past four games, and Cowboys are going to, I think, take over the division.
Hey, Lou, I'm with you, Lou. Just stay healthy. That's all we have to do, is stay healthy.
Do y'all realize the Cowboys ain't do nothing but take the bread out the package? They ain't spread the peanut butter, the jelly, or put the sandwich together yet. And y'all talking about they going to win this and they going to win that. You better concentrate on winning your next game, bro. any given Sunday.
Oh, don't remind me saying this. If I may say this, Kane, I think he got a point. Because the Redskins, they're training out there. That training camp spread it out. Just spread it. I don't know what that trainer gave him in the locker room. Maybe he shot him up with some of them steroids that they raided from his house yesterday when they went out there. But maybe they shooting up. But you know, the way they beat war yesterday looked like they were the locker room with a lot, and the trainer said, take some of this stuff I mixed.
He patted.
Hey, listen. But y'all said bring Cam Newton. Do you know the first thing I'd be hearing if we'd have brought Cam Newton here? For real. Now, my man, we can't go in the locker room and make adjustments. We got to be taking shots. You know what I'm saying? We mix formulas.
You're in line.
Hey, man.
Lord,
they did raid it.
Yeah.
They raided the facility and they raided his house, you know.
His house.
If this goes to, you know what I said? When I heard this and read the actual story, that's why Washington gets disrespected like we do by the league. Because our own damn city don't care. Our own damn city is busy trying to pull some type of crap and find something going on with us all the time. All the time. Now, let me say this. What's his name? Gilmore?
Ryan
whatever
Vermillion.
His name is.
Ryan Vermillion.
Brian Vermillion. If he is guilty, then you punish his ass as he should be. I am all for that. But it's just
right.
funny to me. It's just funny to
yeah.
me when we're all concentrating on football, you got a story like this that pops up out of nowhere.
Yep.
You got a story like this. Where's the rest of the information about it? Where's the rest of the information on? Where is the rest of the story?
Well, this is the
well,
thing.
Well, they say the investigation started
last
year.
This is how it should be handled. It should be handled the way it's being handled right now. Nobody knew about the investigation. That's how investigations work. No one knows about them until they have evidence or not. To move forward or to just say we're done with that investigation, it's not going to be nothing. You know what I mean? This is the way it's supposed to be handled. Because if it was handled any other way, it wouldn't have been no focusing on football.
Right.
Let me just say one more thing. Ryan Vermillion was with the Panthers, right, where Ron Rivera is from. Like, they've been together all this time. He brought him with him here. So if anything is going on and they find out anything is going on, they're going to automatically say that your head coach knew
about
it.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
He brought him here.
That's what I thought. We're in D.C., so I'm just going to tell you how it's going to roll.
Preach, you are the main one that's always screaming, don't add more. Don't speculate.
I say that.
That is your thing all the time.
Listen.
You said, no, you didn't. You were talking while I was still talking, so you couldn't have heard what I was saying. Let me tell you. You said
I wasn't
going to
say what I was saying. See, you didn't get everything I was trying to say. That's why you mad right now because you didn't get everything that I said. See? Go ahead.
I said say it all. Go ahead. Say it all.
I'm not speculating about the situation. What I'm trying to say is they did it the right way. Like, let all of the evidence come out. So now that they're saying something, that means the investigation is either almost over or getting ready to be over. right? So evidently they must didn't find anything because they're not saying that they found anything. You see what I'm saying? So, if they try to come out and say, like, further down the line, then they're going to try to link Ron with him because he brought him here for a head coaching position. I mean, for a training position.
Link him with what? Remember.
Whatever investigation is going on. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I think the investigation is going as long as it's going, because they're trying to link it to different people and different things. And they're trying to see whether or not he worked alone or that's what they're doing.
You know what that means in layman's terms. You know what that means. They have no evidence to officially charge anyone. So they're trying to prolong and hopefully they'll unscratch or uncover something.
May I say something, please?
I remember when we were talking about Richard Sherman and the situation as it was reported. You were the main one saying no. There's a legal process that has to take place. We can't speculate on anything. Those were your words.
We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same exact thing.
The fact that no one was arrested with all of this raiding of this man's personal home and the Washington football team's facility, nothing was found. Because nothing was reported. We all know they would have reported anything. But why go so far as to say they're going to link Ron Rivera and at the same time nothing was found? How can Ron Rivera be linked to anything?
For the record, that's not what I said, but go ahead.
Okay. It's funny to me how when it was Richard Sherman, you were like, no, y'all, don't speculate. Don't add nothing to it.
We're saying the same thing. Why you keep saying that? I said they're trying to link him to something. That's why the investigation is going as long as it's going. They have not found anything. That is what I said. We're saying the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, 57.
All I was going to say is, and both of y'all really are saying the same thing. All I was going to say is that normally when they go to your house, they either don't have evidence or they have evidence and they're trying to slam the door on you. So they can come out of this with all the information they get and say, nothing went on, nothing happened. Or anything like that. Or they could come out and say, we found what we was looking for. Now we're getting ready to proceed with charges. So it could go either way. But the FBI ain't like the police. They're not going to come and arrest you and take you away. They're going to find their evidence first. Then they come in and get you. So it could be nothing at all. But I do agree with one thing that Teresa did say. If they find out that the head trainer is up to something, and he was doing it in North Carolina too, they are going to leak Rivera's name in there. Even if the police don't do it, reporters are going to do it.
There's another speculation. Because you
well, you know, that's all we
said,
do anyway.
And they found out,
hey,
you came out your mouth and said they found out that he was doing it in North Carolina, and brought it up here with
I said if they found out. I said if. No, I didn't, Kale. I said if they found out. That's what I said. I said if they found out. So
I don't know what's wrong with my ears. You just
can't believe that
you're
about to have some cowboy problem.
He can't believe he's about to have some cowboy problem. I can't believe the intensity Jeff Bezos is putting behind making Daniel Snyder look like crap. That's what
right.
I can't believe. And I can't believe how people in the area are supporting him.
They've been fighting with each other for years.
I haven't heard years. And I'm surprised I haven't heard anyone say, okay, boycott the Washington Post. You know?
Yeah.
They wanna keep this type of nonsense going on and on and on. And the reason I say that, because the Washington Post is one of the first places that this story was put out there. Was one of the first people who put this story out there. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know if the man was doing something wrong or if he wasn't. Like 57 and Tang just said, the FBI, they take their time. They get all of their factors together, and if nothing is found, they issue an apology. If something is found, they arrest him for it. They arrest him, folks. And then once they find something and start arresting folks, then that's when they start to look around and find out who is in cahoots. That's when they start looking and find out who knew about this.
Yeah.
So,
on the corner, the talk is, man, they must have took something in the locker room because they came out like gangbusters. You heard what happened to the trainer yesterday.
Yeah.
Boy.
And he came from North Carolina with that.
Well, and he came from
He was from
that's why they got rid of Cam. Hey, Tang, that's why they got rid of Cam down in North Carolina. He was going to tell it all, but he had to get rid of him.
Well, Pittsburgh needs to find them one, along with a quarterback.
Hey, I'm with you, Cam. I'm with you. I wish we'll hire him. He can work for us. If we can get a quarterback and throw the ball more than 5 yards, I'm good.
I know that's right. If I can get me a quarterback to stay healthy long enough, I'm good.
If I could just get a city behind the team that represents them.
But, Kel, but you know what I really think about? Let me tell you what I really think about the Washington football team. The Washington football team has a curse on them. And until y'all get back to Washington, D.C., and not Ashburn, Virginia, where y'all training camp is, and y'all play in Maryland, like, what are we doing? Y'all, everything's supposed to be in Washington, D.C., where y'all, where y'all supposed to be at in Washington, D.C., and not all over everywhere else. Please. But until y'all do that, y'all don't have the stigma over top of y'all head.
When we were Super Bowl champions, our training camp was in Carlisle, Virginia. When we were Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, but y'all played in D.C.
I'm with you on that. And you know I've been behind that statement. Forever since we moved out of D.C. But when you have a mayor that rather gives the baseball team their new property to build a stadium and the soccer team their new property to build a stadium and take over St. Elizabeth and make that a Washington Mystic sports complex.
Right.
But say that there's no room for the Washington football team, and RFK is just sitting there in DK, resting, and tearing down. You can't blame Dan, and I don't blame Dan either, because you know what? Moving this team to the city will bring just as much money, city, as we all want it to be. So the city needs to cooperate and participate in financing this
business. Whose background is that? Sorry, Kale.
You know, the city needs to put money in with Dan Snyder. Everywhere else, I look at that SoFi Stadium, $5 billion. $5 billion for that stadium down there in SoFi. Do you think that the Chargers owner came out with that $5 billion on his own? No, he did not. He didn't.
But the Chargers and the Rams, that's their stadium. So it was like two people, I mean, you know, like two companies buying that one team, Kale. That's why it was $5 billion. It was 2.5 from this man, 2.5 from this man. They didn't ask nobody else to help out like us little people. They ain't asked no little people to help out. It was two people that bought SoFi Stadium. I mean, two entities that bought
it like
SoFi
the Jets.
Stadium.
You're saying if Dan Snyder comes up with $2.5 billion, which we all know he can, the city can't come up with the other $2.5 billion?
No, they can't.
It's going to put the district behind. So, but the combination of both of those, that Nat Stadium and Audi Field and the sports complex for the Mystic, that's $2 billion by itself.
But nobody, nobody to help out, though, Kale. No, they didn't ask no, Jerry Jones ain't asking nobody to help out. You know, for his stadium, when he built his stadium, I mean, you just making it like we need to help out, like for the team. Like, I don't want to pay taxes for that.
I don't want to have to do
anything for that. I want the owner to say, we're going to take over RFK Stadium. We're going to redo it.
Here's the money. Do you think D.C. is not going to make a dime off of that new stadium?
They ain't making a dime off of it right now.
Everybody's going to make a dime off of it, but who's going to make millions off of it is going to be Daniel Snyder.
I'm asking specifically. We know everybody's going to make money. Do you are you telling me that D.C. is not going to make enough money back that it's not worth their investment to put in?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it like this, Kale. You got to look at it as a business thing. It ain't nothing but business. For real. It's just business.
Yeah.
Now, what business person
you know how
that
much
you
the
know,
Super Bowl brings? How much a Super Bowl brings to an area? A Super Bowl brings over $100 billion from hotel and lodging, to transportation, tickets for the game. It brings money. It brings big money. And if you notice, all of the Super Bowls have been going to the newest stadium. They're going to the newest.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what because when you do a business plan, right? You do a business plan and say I'm gonna do this X, Y, and Z. It's nowhere in that business plan are they gonna ask me, you, and all us little people to fill out. Hey, we need some money from y'all too. We need some money from D.C. Or we need money from Maryland. Or we need money from the government. Like, no.
Why do you keep thinking somebody is going to come to tree with a handkerchief begging?
That was an example of the little people. I'm just using myself as a little person. What I'm saying is,
take that example. Take that example out of your head, because no money will be coming from the little people unless they're buying tickets to go to the game.
Y'all missing the whole point.
You're saying that streets not included. You just use yourself for an example, but you're saying that they're going to go around and take donations from everyone to participate in the building of this stadium. That's what you're saying, Tree.
I'm saying, no,
that's not how it happened. That's not how it happened. Only big business
this
people.
This is how it happens, if you don't mind me saying.
Trust me, D.C. was involved in that park and Audi Field. They were. And the only reason it didn't cost them as much with the Mystic Complex is because they already owned that southeast property, that St. Eve property.
Thank you. You said the key word. Key word is owned. Keyword is owned. We already own the RFK. They already own the RFK. They own it. How about redoing it with your own money? It's like my house. My house, right? My house. I can't go to the government and say, I want to redo my house. It's your house. Go do it. Just redo it and move everything there.
Just redo it and move it.
It's that simple.
Excuse me, Tree. You do have to go and apply for a refurbishment loan. Yes, you do.
They don't have to apply for the loan because they already have the money, Kale. They don't have to apply for the loan. They have to apply for the space. They have to apply to refurbish that place. They just have to put in the claim, hey, we about to refurbish this place.
They don't have to put in nothing
for no loan.
Okay.
He got the money. What do
you
need a loan for?
Do. I'm telling you, they do. For the state of art facility that is being reached, he not only needs the land, he also needs the financial help because he doesn't want to put all of his money into it.
Why
That's
not
understandable. Because no matter where it goes, listen, Kale,
you just gave me the example. If that's his stadium, right, and he refurbished it and he do all that, why wouldn't he want to put all of his money into it? So, quote unquote, you're going to get all your money back for it. Like us, tickets, buying clothes, buying this,
because
restaurants, this and the other, woo, woo, woo. You're going to get your money
all
back.
Because all the people that he went to and said no are going to get paid as well off of his dime. Excuse me?
I'm not understanding your point.
All of the people who turned him down and said no will make money off of his investment. If all the money was going back to Dan, then I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have a problem with it. But we know all
who turned him down.
Who
turned him down?
The mayor.
The mayor turned Daniel Snyder down to move back to RFK.
Exactly.
I want to know when that happened.
She turned him down because I don't know why she turned him down. I don't know the full details about why she turned him down. But if he got his own money, I don't see nobody turning nobody down that's going to bring more jobs to the city. It was however way his business plan went, whatever he wrote in his business plan, she wasn't agreeing with it. But had he just
it
kept
was
it simple, weather. You know what I mean? If he kept it simple and said, we just going to redo
it
this
was,
place.
Oh, man. It was her plan for the city that didn't agree with what he wanted to do with the stadium,
right,
which is why she said no.
Well, the city does own the stadium. I mean, and she is a city politician, so I can understand her trying to get what she can for the city instead of Daniel Snyder just moving his team in, and they got to do a whole lot of things to refurbish the stadium, and the taxpayers got to pay for it in the long run. The trend now, like Cece said, the owners got together and paid for everything down in California for that stadium. That's the thing now. And Daniel Snyder got the money.
He got the money. Two owners got together and paid
all
for
the
owners.
All Daniel Snyder got to do is call his man. We help out everybody. All Daniel Snyder got to do is call his man Jerry Jones. He'll help him out.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's fantasy. Call Jerry Jones. Oh, my goodness. I don't hate it all.
1-800 Jerry.
1-800 Jerry.
Well, is that a bit much?
I guess this is what Jerry, this is what Dan gonna say, huh? Jerry, you want to be down?
No, I know that's right.
If your football team needs help, call 1-800 Jerry today.
Jerry owns parts of the Redskins anyway.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet. I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you
been? Where the hell you been? I used to learn this song.
Where you been?
Yes.
Back to other
empty life.
So, you know what I mean? They made a big deal out of
what is this?
What was that? Okay, they made a big deal out of Tom Brady's return to New England and out of Belichick and Brady. Embrace, non-embrace, the 20-minute meeting after the game in the locker room, you know. And it y'all know, it really got to the point where I was kind of sick of it, you know. I was like, okay, enough is enough. You know what I mean? Who cares if they met for 20 minutes after the game? You know what I mean?
Right.
I guarantee Brady wasn't given Belichick any Tampa Bay plays, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I know Belichick wasn't giving Brady anything New England. So what's the big deal? They spoke 20 minutes after. Who cares? Why are y'all making – I mean, football is so good right now. You know, from game to game, team to team, it's just so good right now to waste time on that like it's a story. For me, it was just like, what's really going on, Joe? Is it really that hard pressed to come up with a story? You're going to fake it until you make it type deal? I mean, did anybody else feel like that?
I did, but I just had to suck. That's what they was going to do when it comes to them too. They're going to make it a big issue. That's what I just had to get.
Oh, well.
Like, you need to worry about it because that's what they're going to do for Belichick and Tom Brady.
The funniest
I mean,
20 years
whooping the NFL team. What else you expect? They won all of us for 20 years.
But you know what? You know what's the same? You know what's the same, man? That was a good damn game. 19-17 in the pouring down rain. That was old school ball, man. That was old school football.
This man rattled too, boy.
Yes, he did.
Tampa Bay scored 3 in the first quarter. 3 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter, 6 in the fourth. New England scored 7 in the second and 10 in the fourth. And had not the kicker, listen, y'all. I ripped the damn legs off my little Hopkins dog. He can't use it. He ain't, I swear. Listen. Get back there. Get back. Had it not been for the Patriots kicker. They might have won that game. Now, we can't say Tom Brady wouldn't have brought that team back because it was, what, 53 seconds left on the clock?
Uh-huh.
53 seconds with two timeouts, if I'm not mistaken.
What'd you expect?
We know for Tom Brady, that's an eternity. We all know that. We all know that. But 53 seconds, fighting the weather, and receivers not catching balls off. So we don't know how that would have worked out, how that would have went. We do know that the Patriots kicker missed that field goal.
Hell, Pittsburgh,
and,
man.
And yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, wow. I know, you know, it might sound a little cruddy, but I was happy that somebody else felt what I've been feeling for the past three, four daggone weeks with this kicker, man. You know, because I'm like, it's to the point now where I'm saying, why is he even on the team? For real. Why is he even on the team? He doesn't
right,
lie. You know, he, boy, stop, Phil. Stop.
You know what, man? I'm going to say this real quick if y'all don't mind. You know, since we're on the kicker gets one opportunity to go out there and kick. Not just one opportunity to game, but he's not out there the whole game playing. You know, where you got other guys, running backs, quarterbacks, they're making mistakes all through the game. Eventually, no kicker is going to let you down. Eventually, he's going to get into that spot where he's not going to kick that winning field goal, and it's just going to let you down. The thing that got me last night about the broadcasting, remember when Tom Brady broke the record? There was supposed to be a celebration. They had talked about that all night. When he broke the record, it never happened.
Turned down.
But
yeah,
when Drew Brees broke it, when Drew Brees broke it, and I remember this like it was yesterday, because he was playing my team, Washington. They took a half an hour to 45-minute break. And I kept saying, okay, are they going to celebrate Tom Brady? He just broke the record that Drew Brees broke the year before, a season prior. So they have to give Brady that same love as they gave Drew Brees. And, I mean, it was no – the only thing I saw at the end of the game – Tom Brady put that football in his helmet. That was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, y'all. I cannot believe they didn't give him a full-fledged celebration.
They sick of
I
him.
I think by that time, they
yeah,
were
they
done with Tom
him.
Brady in the state.
Remember, I don't know which one of y'all said it. He stuck that helmet. I mean, he stuck that ball in there because that was the ball that whooped every NFL. I mean, not the ball, but that was the last ball, like y'all said, that whooped every NFL team in the league. So you know he was keeping that.
Yeah.
I don't know who said it, but one of y'all said it last week on the corner.
No,
I said.
Yeah, he was the first. That was he the only quarterback to beat all 32 teams. All 32 teams.
That's all he was worried about. He didn't even care about that celebration.
Nope. He just wanted that ball. But
nope.
Yeah, since we on balls.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about balls. Since we talking about balls.
You ain't got to keep saying.
Come on, Tree. Come on, Tree.
What do you think about
on, baby.
The Reds? What do you think about the Washington football team giving the kicker the game ball?
What kick?
Huh?
Y'all gave y'all kicker the game ball because he won the game.
Hey, you know what?
How
do
you feel about that?
I rebuke you. You ain't gonna do that to me. I rebuke you. I ain't feeding into you because you know why? They gave him a game ball to try to boost his confidence, to bring his soul back from London.
You mad they gave him that ball, ain't
you? Well, who's that? They gave him the ball to boost his confidence because he had the game in London. The young man has lost his stuff.
Did you say, let me woo-saw?
I do, Scott. Yeah, I do. That's nice.
Okay.
That's nice. And I'm going to tell y'all, God going to get all y'all. Because he don't like us. All y'all bad is being real ugly right now. He going to get all y'all. You know? I'm out trying
look,
to kick the back of the
game.
I see. And you constantly trying to keep the spotlight off the fact not only did the
absolutely
team lose, but you lost the quarterback as well.
Oh, but we got a great backup, though. We got a great backup plan.
Wasn't that great Sunday?
Oh, he was. He just came in at the – I mean, you know, it wasn't enough time for him to, you know, do what he needed to do to catch up.
Well,
that's all that was.
Well, how much time was he left when he came in the game?
We didn't see him again. Another quarter, one whole fourth quarter.
And y'all lost, what was the score? Let me look it up again.
Look, you got to all that for what? Y'all over there giving y'all kicking the game ball.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's why I have to look up the damn score.
You don't have to look up that.
Well, tell us the score, Miss T. What was y'all's score?
We didn't have a score. 21. It was tied.
It was 28 to 21. Okay, and he had a whole quarter to come in and do something. And the score, y'all lost 28-21.
We had 7 points when he came in.
Let's look at this. Hey, actually, San Francisco scored first, in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Seahawks scored 7 in the second quarter, 14 in the third. San Francisco
and that was it.
In the third. No. Y'all scored 8
I'm
points
up
in the fourth. Okay. No, San Francisco, it was 7-14-7. That's why they got 28. They scored 7 in the second, 14 in the third.
And after that 7,
But you know what? You won't stop rushing me, damn it, because I had to hear about the kicker getting a football. So, yeah, we want to know how Seattle mustered 28 against your 21. You got my
I know that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm mad about that, too.
No, that's
like, I was in my feelings.
Yeah.
You should have been in your feelings, too, about him getting that game ball.
Nah, I could care less. I know what – I know I'm more happy about the win. Put it that way. And
I ain't mad at
that.
I just
care what they're doing to give him an emotional challenge. And what I'm going to do right now, since you want to be funny, we're going to bring Debo on. So Debo had expressed in his full expressiveness about that game between Seattle and San Francisco. Brother Debo,
he probably
was
biting his nails too. He was over there biting his nails too.
How y'all feeling?
What's up, Debo?
All is well. I ain't gonna rub it in trees, but I ain't gonna rub it in, man. You know, man. I ain't gonna do that. I gotta see y'all again.
There you go, bro. There you go. Take a professional approach to things.
You
bad. Don't give it to me. Look, man, if we lose the second game, that means y'all swept us. You can talk all the trash you want.
I'll wait till that time happens. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and write it down now and give it to Kale so Kale can read it for you when that game happens. You know, because we don't know if you're going to come back or not.
Like 57, you asked me. Hey,
57, right now, he got the moves like Jagger, man. I'm trying to tell you, dog. He got the moves like Jagger.
Hold up.
Just because.
I'm confused.
Go ahead, bro.
Right,
go ahead.
What? I just missed that. I need to write that down.
No, I'm saying, go ahead.
Whatever
you know,
wanna, like when you want to cut me out, so just write it down.
I'm not gonna do that. I gotta see them again, man. We 2-2.
So,
right, we are two. Our school tie. We 2-2.
Not only did you beat them, you put their quarterback out, man. I ain't that boy.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo. He put himself
right.
You know what?
They was projecting him to get hurt before they even drafted Trey Lance. So I mean, we all knew this was coming. We knew this was coming.
Right.
We knew this.
Right.
Come on, man. It's Jimmy Garoppolo, man. We knew this was coming.
I appreciate it.
Brand new stock and cheese.
I'm chasing. Hey, look. I'm worried about Arizona right now, man. I'm worried about Arizona. I'm sorry. I'm worried about Arizona.
Okay, because we got to play them next.
Yeah, we're going to play them next. Real quick. 563-999-3782. Welcome to Sucker's Corner. You know what I mean? Pamersville. Dudes that won't talk trash when they got the right to talk trash. All that.
Right.
All that. When we come back, we're going to let Miss Chief, Lady T, reveal the winner.
Don't this hit make my people wanna 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 Don't this hit make my people wanna
Act the fool, you better watch out. Be bringing the cops out. Come on, street soldiers is ringing the out. Short circuit and blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rocking the fur coat, bringing the blue fox out. Diamond light on the block, bringing the blue rocks out. While until all of my crew knocks out. Come on, get your ass up on the floor. Throw your hands if you want some more. Baby, wiggle your child. And peep the way we be blowing the spots out. Come on, look how we got them ready to act out. Girl, I'm ready to get the twist in your back.
Let's
out.
Go.
Come on, drink yak till I'm falling out. Yeah, flat on his back. Now watch your brother crawling out.
Come on. That Buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
They're just fooling.
Oh, yeah, I see them getting big
but
now.
But if your man baby sitting,
uh-huh.
Then what you gonna say?
What we gonna tell him?
You gonna tell that brother?
That's a kabasi, yeah.
You gonna tell that brother?
Pastor Kavasi, yay. I got to tell my man, Pastor Kavasi, yay. Come on, Lady C.
Okay.
I'm hurt, man. I'm hurt. First the Fat Boys break up, and now this, man. You know? I'm hurt.
I came with you right now, Kale. Like, for real. So I'm kind of disappointed in myself with these picks that I picked this week. All right, let's do it, you guys. Coming in last, we got Meemaw, 6.
Oh.
Coming in right after Meemaw is myself and Lou. We got 7. All right. Bringing up the rear, we got Tang and Marcus at 8.
Damn.
Coming right behind Tang and Marcus, we have Kale at 9. If you haven't heard your name called yet, you're still in the race for the winner.
Gotcha.
Moving right along, we have 10 wins with Reese and 57. Lindsay,
let's go, Reese.
11 wins at Debo again.
Oh, man.
Debo has won again.
Hey, Debo, you studying, man. You got it, bro. You got it. Golly.
I appreciate it.
Debo has won again. He won on Sunday and he won today.
That Bama forfeited, y'all. He forfeited.
I need your attention, Kale's Corner. I need everybody to congratulate Debo with his 11 wins. And I also have another announcement to make. Marcus in 57. Week 9, Marcus had 9. 57 had 11. Week 4, Marcus had 8.
What's the matter with your life?
Had 10. So 57
is
in the lead right now for that $20 bet. Hello?
If they put your $1 million check in someone else's box, life.
Hey, congrats.
congratulations on your 2-week win. But guess what? There's a lot of football to play, baby.
Hey, like they said in Boomerang.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Debo.
Debo, do you want me to send it to Kale as well again?
Yes, please. Send it to Kale.
I definitely will. I want
Kale to hold on. I want Kale to hold on to it.
Okay. The pot was $40. So,
hey,
Kale, I'll be texting you $40 soon as we in a few seconds. I'll give it to you in a few seconds.
Hey, Kale, why you sound so angry, Kale?
because that man was supposed to text Priest a brand new one over Seattle beating San Francisco, and he just let it stay. Come on, I gotta see them again. So what? You know what? We gotta see the Giants again. But look how I turned on with them.
Ain't no Giants.
And we stated, we was like, dude. We was like dude on a Facebook post with the speedos and the shakes with one leg stretched out, riding by, staring at them bammers. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, listen. NFC East battles and NFC West battles is different, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
oh,
they hard.
So you got that for me, huh? But you ain't got that for her. You got that for me all day.
That's because he only gets one guy. That's what he's trying to say, bro.
Brand new mother-beeping fucking shoes, yo.
Hey, look here, man.
Debo, just give it to me real quick. Give it to me so he can shut up. Give it to me.
No, we won the game. I'm good with that.
I know that's right. I'm fine with that.
Who the hell is this man?
And what have you done with my man? Hey, listen, that win didn't give me a playoff spot. Huh? You know what I mean? I'll be sitting there messing with her, and then later on in the year, I'm gonna need that game to get in the playoffs. They're gonna win. I can't handle that.
When did you think that far ahead on your trash talking capabilities? Now you ain't never thought that far.
Because it's chess, baby, not checkers.
Okay.
He playing chess.
All right. Cool. So the next time, and yeah, giggle, ha ha. You know what? The next time. You get to talking that trash to me, I'm going to say, nah, Danny, it's chess, not chess. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Tree, damn it, I'll put another round in the chamber. I got an auxiliary bullet. What?
Hey, look, man. Y'all won this week, man. This is supposed to be a good week for you, man.
You can't tell.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen.
This is going to be a good week for you, man.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, but I expected to win on the corner, too, man. I just knew my man was about to get it. Hey, Treece, what did I tell you when I talked to you? Debo got something for you, yo. Debo will tell you a new one. And this Bama, come on, come on. He got to play him again. You Bama. Boy. Hey, who are you? What have you done with my man?
Hey, man. I've evolved, man. I've evolved from another day, man. I've evolved, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
I've evolved, man.
That's hilarious. Hey, man, Debo might be a Gemini, man.
You know what? Priest? Next time, I'm going to call you on the three-way. I'm going to call you on the three-way next time so you can get that joint fresh off the press. hot off the press. You hear me? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. He was going to clam up. He was going to clam up like he's doing right now, or he's going to talk that trash.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look. In the words of UK, in the words of UK, man, why are you bringing up old stuff, man?
That hurt. That hurt. Oh, my goodness. Oh man, yo, I don't know what I you know. Somebody call
Damon
the police.
Damon
didn't want
two weeks.
Yeah,
Damon
man.
Hey, can I enjoy my win, man? I don't want rubbing. I just want to enjoy my win, man. I'm digging the sports talk. I'm digging, you know. I just want to enjoy my win, man.
Hey, Kale.
Right.
Kale, okay. Hey, Kale, man. Hey, Kale, what we going to do, bro? What we going to do, bro? What we going to do, bro?
Bring them up.
Man, we're going to take a break, man. It's 5-6.
Don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Yeah, you gonna take a break. You gonna take a break so we can have this conversation, man.
Nah, man, because you know what? I needed you here earlier, Marcus, because they was attacking the hell out of
you
me. Because I was the only one from
Tonya. Normally you send me the little reminder, John, and then I looked at the time. I know.
But Marcus, see, I went through hell. I went through hell in a handbasket today getting on, so I didn't have that time to send those reminders. But at the same time, I said to myself, this is how we find out who in tune and who with us. And all y'all did y'all think, and hey, listen, everybody except for Damon found more appreciation for you.
Everybody
except for Devo.
That's hilarious.
That
I love you. Yeah. I love you too.
Oh man.
Hey, y'all, all jokes aside, congratulations, Devo. You know what I mean? You gonna make, hey, look. I told him last night.
You
got to
try for three?
I'm going to start writing mine down and study it and everything, listening to the pronunciators during the week, all that. Yeah. I'm coming prepared. You know what I mean? I'm about to start coming prepared, man.
Me too, bro.
It's a damn shame I ain't won Kale's Corner. This Lady T.
I got you back, bro.
Lady
at least
T,
I won one time.
Do?
Hey, look. Hey,
we look at this pole, girl. Go ahead, Mark.
Now I really got to take this stuff seriously too, man. I wasn't even tripping off of it, but now my man 57, man, he in the race, bro.
In the race.
I got. Hey, what happened was he ain't like all that trash I was talking. He was like, man, I'm a good. My man been studying too, though. You know what I'm saying? That nigga been studying. So yeah, so I gotta have to get my. I gotta answer and take my whelps for Dak too, man. Because Dak didn't go down last year.
Hey, Marcus.
I respect that
one dude.
The only thing is, you just picked the wrong quarterback. You just picked the wrong quarterback. If you had said San Fran quarterback, you would have been right on point.
Oh, my God. What? He started stuff in the house, yeah? What is this show today, man?
You got to lay for that lady, man.
The bad part about it, Tank probably been holding on to that. Early since your man got injured, yeah. Tank probably been holding on to that. Them Bama said it was going to be that. It was Garoppolo.
That's terrible.
What's up, 50 Sam?
Hey, look, man. I told Tang, me and Tang talked Sunday. We talked yesterday. I said, hey, man, I think I picked the Jets. Marcus didn't pick the Jets, did he? I was tracking you like crazy, bro. I was going to
Keep calling me every 5 minutes.
Hey, there was a bunch of jokes because I told Kale, me and Kale was on the line, right? We was talking. I was like, man, that man was 57 picked X, Y, and Z, man. Ain't no mother effing way that them niggas were supposed to win. No
way. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's game. He took a couple of them the hard way, yeah. He took a couple of your wins the hard way.
Yeah, man, because
if the Patriots had pulled it out.
Because honestly, there was a couple of Jones that you picked that ain't nobody else picked, and you got them Jones right.
Yeah.
When he picked the Jets, the only other person that picked the Jets was Kale, and then he picked the Colts, and you picked the Colts too, and Lou picked the Colts, but that was it.
Marcus picked the Broncos, and I picked the Ravens.
You're talking about that Giants game too. The Giants game.
Marcus picked the Giants too.
Because we all went with the Saints, except for 57.
Yeah,
I thought Marcus picked the Giants also.
He didn't pick the Giants.
Oh, okay, my bad. Priest, I'm sorry, Priest.
But I'm telling you, when you picked the Giants, I was like, man, that dude is smoking. I was like, man,
Mima, with them bum picks, telling her to pick the 49ers.
She got to pick from her heart. She got to pick from her heart. Hey. She got to know what she's picking. Don't pick nobody else's pick.
Well, she picked your 49ers.
I did, too, and I really thought they was going to win.
I tried to help Mima out. I told her don't mess with them birds. They were still clipped up.
Lou picked them too. Him and Lou picked them. Mima and Lou picked them Eagles.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
I can't with Lou.
Mima was the only one that picked the Bears, though.
Yeah.
Who was?
Lou?
Mima.
Oh, Mima? Oh, okay.
No, Mima.
No, I wouldn't take the Bears. I'm going to take the Bears the rest of the year. Every time I take the Bears, they lose.
Exactly. Me too. Right. Same thing.
Right.
I got to remember that. Kale, I'm glad I called you early Sunday morning. I mean, I called you early before y'all played.
Wow. Hey, you gotta do that every Sunday now.
That was the last one.
I'm expecting to see that number.
I'm gonna be baby, don't answer that. I know who it is.
How superstitious your man Kale is, for real.
I know that's He wants that call every Sunday.
Every Sunday,
so every time I talk to that boy, I'm weird.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look. Yeah. I like the way you do that.
Now he going to call you every Sunday, and we ain't going to be able to buy a win.
Yeah.
let's talk about this Aaron Rodgers, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Just last week, we were all saying that Aaron Rodgers is throwing to Adams too much. Why is he not using Randall Cobb? And really, I can't even recall seeing Randall Cobb in the game. Do you guys last week? And this week, He was. It seemed like he was exclusively throwing to Randall Cobb. You know, is this Aaron Rodgers now? Is it going to be a 1 week Adams, 1 week Cobb thing? You know, is he going to go back and forth with these guys? You know, I want to know.
Oh, he's
good. He got to do what works.
Of all the games he could have picked, he picked that one right there.
He got to do what works for him. If Sean Adams is working and he's catching the ball and he's moving it down and moving the chains, then keep throwing to Adams. I mean, I'm a firm believer of don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah, but the other team was keying in on that, though. They were picking up on
that. They couldn't stop them.
Couldn't stop them.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Let me say this as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Anybody could have beat us yesterday. Anybody. We didn't play good on offense. Anybody in the league could have beat us yesterday.
They did.
Go ahead, bro.
They did.
I 57.
No, anybody didn't beat us. Anybody beat y'all.
Oh, the Seahawks. I didn't name anybody.
Yes, no. I'm sorry, Debo.
you cool. I got you. Hey, I wanted to say, man, we be cracking jokes and everything, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm this type of dude. I don't like that. I don't really like when greats go out like this. I don't like for them to stay around too long where they start to look bad. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
What's going on
yeah.
with Ben right now? It's you know, we cracking jokes, but I don't really like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't like that. He looking like this. They don't know when it's time to go ahead and sit down, man.
That's true.
And you're right, bro. And if you listen to ESPN today all day, that's all everybody talked about. Is they don't want to see Ben going out on his back. But what's going to happen, because they just can't sit him down and embarrass him, he's going to have to say he got hurt or something, and that's how we're going to get the other quarterbacks in the game.
Well, I don't really care how he's going out. I don't really care how he's looking. I don't really care about him. Because of who he is, so I don't really care. Now, if he was somebody else, you know, I would have, you know, some umph and some sympathy for him. But I want him to go out on his neck. I want him to go out on his neck. I want him to stomp on his neck and crush his
ribcage.
Like Kale says,
karma is a Mickey flick.
Karma is a Mickey flick.
That's why your quarterback hurt that.
He's getting all his karma, how all them people he hurt. So he getting all his karma.
You need to let that go. That man went to court. That man went to court, and he was found innocent. You need to let it go. I want to see him step on his neck.
That man
I can't breathe.
I don't want him to be able to stay hike. I don't want him to be able to throw the ball. I don't want him to be able to do nothing. I want them to go out there and embarrass him.
And what man. Ben do to you, Chris?
He did it to my friends, the women.
Hey, look,
like,
man. Tree and my wife really cut at sort of. I don't care if the man is found guilty. But as far as she's concerned, for the rest of his life, he's a demon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's innocent. I don't care.
You know what? That reminds me of a question I was asked today. They was like, now that R. Kelly has been found guilty, are you not going to play his music anymore? I said, I don't recall him having no young girl in the studio when he was making none of those masterpieces. And all the people that hurt, they fell in love with R. Kelly for the wrong reason. I like R. Kelly because of his music. That has changed. All of his music is the same.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger. We know what he was accused of, and they said he did. But I like Ben because of what he did on the field. Everything else is not my business. It's not my concern. And that's just the way I take it. You know, that's just the way I think.
But once you become a celebrity, and they start feeding you this, and they feeding it to you all the time, and he's in the headlines, and they talking about it, then it's my business. to have an opinion on it when you put it in my face like that.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And the interpretation, what I just heard, is I'm a female, damn it. And as a female,
hey, Kel.
Hey,
Kel. Hey, Kel. I ain't no female, but I got daughters. I got sons.
Right.
Boom. Check this out, bro. I'm telling you, I feel the same way about T.I. I've been a T.I. fan since I was young, for real. But what he done did,
right.
bro, every time the radio on his music come on, I turn it off. Because I don't want that nigga to get no royalties. None. With him and his wife doing, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, they wrong. They wrong
but
for that.
Weren't they found not guilty?
No, ain't.
Y'all got
me lost on that one. Yeah, man. They getting all the stuff together.
About to research that one.
Yeah, they got they going
and
indicted.
They got people coming out snitching on them, telling on them, and telling what happened and all
man.
That. They got people, you know, coming out and saying what happened.
They've been Bill Cosby and people bullying them, making
Did you
them
Bill
like,
Cosby?
Wow.
Yeah. They done Jello brand put in them. They done put
got
in the put.
Come on, man.
You wrong for that.
Come on, man. I can't no more, man. I can't.
That's not funny, Mark.
Oh, Lord. Let me ask y'all this. Not to get off the subject. This is going to get off the subject a little bit, but we're still on the subject. Urban Meyer. How do y'all feel about the Urban Meyer story? Have y'all heard about it?
I'm not Urban's wife, so I can
exactly.
tell
that. No, no, that part.
I can tell
that
about
him
getting
a
lap dance.
No, not that part.
They blowing it out of proportion.
No, Kim.
What part?
They blowing it out of proportion.
Why wasn't he on the plane back with the team? I don't care about the dancing and the job writing and all that. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about, do you think that he was supposed to get on that plane and go back home with them after a loss, or go celebrate
with
his friends? That's all I'm talking
about.
That's it right there, Tree.
I think the losing is starting to get to Urban Meyer, for real.
Yeah.
He's coming from being a winning coach.
A winner.
And this is not an excuse. This is not an excuse at all. But sometimes when you've had so much success, and now you have to eat failure. It's hard for some of them dudes. So they need that outing to go out and remind themselves who they are and the life that they live. You know what I mean? He didn't hurt anybody. Yes, it is normal for the head coach to ride with this team home. But how normal is it for the head coach to be in the visiting locker room having a 20-minute meeting with the quarterback that just whooped his team? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How normal is that? You know, they're reporting it like it's nothing that Belichick was in that locker room. Man, you need to be over here telling your team what they did wrong. As a coach, I would never go over to the visiting team sideline and I'll talk to the coach. But to talk to those players, now, and there have been young men that have stood out over and everybody was leaving, and I see the young man there, I would go and shoot votes of confidence and tell him to keep himself up and stay on the straight and narrow with this football thing because he had a gift. But other than that, how normal is it for the home coach to go in the visiting locker room and your team just lost to this quarterback? So, Missy, with that Urban Meyer talk.
Which one was worse for you, Kale? Which one was worse? Which one was worse?
Belichick. Belichick.
Yeah, me too. That's what I said.
Belichick. Because at least Urban Meyer wasn't around. Belichick was worse. You left your team in their locker room and went in the visiting locker room.
I think Urban Meyer was worse. I think Urban Meyer was worse because your team just lost and you let them fly back. You let them fly back without being with them. You should have been with your team. I don't care about who was over there or who was over there.
Too.
Your team just lost and you let them fly back without them. You're supposed to suffer with them just like you win with them.
Well, I think both of them the same.
I think both of them was the same. Thank you, Tang.
Yeah, because when you explain it, both of them was wrong, period. They shouldn't have did it.
Yep, I can agree with you.
Lou, what do you say about this, Lou? What do you think about this, Lou? Lou, you with me?
I'm with you, Lou.
Oh, he probably just got crazy back on us. But, I just...
Man, I wanted to say something, if y'all don't mind.
Go ahead.
Hey, and I don't really care. Thank you for the time, Kale. I appreciate it. What I wanted to bring up is the fact that two things has bothered me. The fact that Cam Newton hasn't been called by another team yet, and we know there's a couple of teams out there that could use it. And something that has nothing to do with football, the guy that killed his girlfriend, and they still can't find him. If that had been somebody else of another persuasion, they would have found this guy by now.
Damn right. The way it was handled from the go, bro. I was just talking to my fiance about that, bro. The same thing.
Yes.
And I told her, man, if it was us, they wouldn't have gave all the time that they gave him to run and all that because they had already located
him.
And do all that stuff. And even the family, the way they pressed the family out, they did it all respectfully and let them go get their lawyer up and all that. By the time they locate that Bama, if they locate him, he already had the best lawyer team ready for everything.
Everything. How does he walk away from a wilderness and leave his girlfriend and he go home and don't go home with her? And don't know that they don't question.
Not for a whole week, 2 weeks. Trouble.
Well, yes. Hey. How they do that?
Because they did that because privilege is a still very prevalent thing in our society. And every time we take a step forward, the conviction I forgot the boy's name already.
Floyd.
The conviction on Floyd. Yay. All right. We celebrated. Yes. And then they show us again.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Calm down. Yeah. Slow down, y'all. This still the other persuasions were, I'm going to say. It's funny to me how to this day, they're still calling those lunatics breaking into the Capitol an insurrection.
Right.
That wasn't an insurrection. That was a damn riot. But they choose their words carefully that they want to use to draw up the picture that they want drawn up. Oh, we'll just call this an insurrection. But when they talk about on the street marching for Black Lives Matter, it was riots everywhere. No,
rioters.
Because if you think about it, during the daytime, when the Black Lives Matter protesters were out, it was peaceful. It was demonstrations. It wasn't until at night when the hoodlums who wanted the cover of the crowd came out and did their thing. And they were all associated because they were looking for a reason to put down that crowd who had the right to march as long as they wanted to, as long as they didn't cause any conflict.
Right.
See, those are the words that they use, conflict, riot, when the other persuasion is doing it. Give me a break. Give me a break. I ain't mean to get on that.
Honestly, it went as far as them being terrorists, bro. It wasn't just, yeah, because they made threats prior to it actually happening. So you know, it was a terrorist act.
Yeah,
and Marcus, don't forget, people actually died. I don't care if it was four or five.
Yeah.
People actually died.
Yeah. And the worst thing, you have now shown the rest of the world our biggest weakness as a country.
Absolutely.
We have now shown the rest of the world where we are weak at. And that's why I feel that they all should be punished. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. But anyway, let's get off of that, y'all. Let's get off of that. This is not a political show, and we're not going to talk political, but...
Yeah, the last time we had this talk, man. Yeah.
It went down.
Last time I had to call you and apologize. Remember, so...
you just had to do that, too?
I just did it because I normally don't get upset like that, man. But I don't know. I got issues with Uncle Tom's uncle and the Tom and the Tom and the uncle. So.
Yeah, I already know. What you're
I know that's right.
There's nothing wrong with talking about what you say.
Go ahead now.
But hey, you know what? I'm gonna pray for those who lost family members and pray for those who even had the mindset to go out and do something crazy with that. Seriously. You don't understand what you have ignited in others against America, for real.
Yeah.
But the last thing I want to talk about, these daggone referees, y'all. I'm serious. I almost lost my big screen in the living room. Thank you, you freak. Hey, Debo, y'all know. I almost lost that big TV, man. Because my foot, my fist, everything. I almost did a karate move. When they called Chase Young for roughing the passer, I said, are you kidding me? And the thing about it, it seems to me, whenever Washington gets a turnover, when we strip the ball, dude's progress will stop. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they got to stop that.
If he'd have broke loose and ran for 10, 20 more yards, would you have said the play was dead back there? No.
Nope.
No, you would not. You would have gave him that 10 or 20 yards that he rushed for.
Yeah. He can't hold a man for 2 minutes.
You talking about the fumble? You talking about the fumble that we forced? The ball had already started coming out before they blew the whistle.
Yeah. It showed up dead.
But bro, it looked like he was hit, his hand had already hit the ground.
Hold on, y'all.
Take that back. I remember what play y'all talking about now. I just smoked a Marlboro. I remember.
like Marlboro said last week, Bama, you ate that Marlboro. You ate that. You chewing on that Marlboro. Hey, listen, but no, seriously, And then I was watching the Ravens and Broncos game. Teddy Bridgewater went out with a concussion, took a helmet to face mask hit, and they didn't call roughing the passer.
That's crazy, man.
I said, come on, man. The inconsistency of these referees from game
come
to
on,
game. And I know what you'll say. I know what you'll say. Well, they won't be in the Super Bowl. Okay, so what? They won't be in the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, look how they beat up Cam, and didn't nobody say nothing about it. They beat Cam up, and didn't nobody say nothing about it in Carolina. So you know what's going on. Why they didn't call that rough in the past or what they
agreed.
Did yesterday. Come on, man.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree. It's always, but see, when they go to that, now we're going into the politics of the whole thing. I totally agree with you. It's the big scary man, and I ain't going to put the other name
that's
to
true.
It. The big scary man almost touched the quarterback, so that we got to, oh, he's
yeah,
just great.
Scary man.
That's a good one.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, Marcus, you gonna stop dropping these little dudes on us, man. What was the other one? What was the other one? Scooty Pop Pop? What was it?
Jimmy
what
Pat.
Was that word?
Jimmy Pap.
Hey. Jimmy Pap, yeah. And now the big scary man.
He said something else earlier, though. They're putting.
Everybody got a little yellow.
You ain't right for that thing.
Okay.
But seriously, though, I was just like, you know, and you watch our defense after that call was made. It was like they didn't even want to touch Matt Ryan. They didn't want to go nowhere near him in thinking that a flag is going to be called on them. And that to me, is you're taking away this man's power. You're taking away his skill set, which is what we actually watched the game for. It's what we actually watched the game for. But Depo and I were having a conversation, or was it you and I, Tree? I forget who it was, but we were talking about how the offense, the calls now go towards the offensive player. The offensive players get the calls now, and the defensive player, you can't touch anyone. So you got teams like the Cowboys, the Chargers. I'm serious. You got teams who have spent their money on offensive players, and they got a few good defensive players, but the bulk of their money went towards offensive players.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, true.
Because that is the way the league is going. Okay?
Yeah,
that was Debo and that. Debo, you
that was
on.
Man,
you ain't got that. Yeah.
No, man, you talk about
exactly.
That was man,
we
man you.
Okay. Well, I knew I had the conversation more than once. It was me and
yeah,
Debo and you and I, Marcus. It was all of us.
Yeah.
We just didn't have it at the same time. But you see the offenses, all the money going towards the offense, all the calls are going for the offense. Matt Ryan was here, and they took Chase Young's sack from him because he went down on one knee. He was down right there. He was down right there, and he throws the ball. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Right.
I got
hey, Kale.
Go ahead.
Hey, Kale, but you know that's what's going on with all the sports, man, as far as the offensive mind thing, man. That's what sells tickets. That's what makes money. Like they want the NBA to score, like they want the, you know, the All-Star games to be 200 points and stuff now. And defensive player can't be a defensive player because, you know, they want to put them points on the board, man. Even in Madden, you know, they make the offensive guys, and I mean, I'm sorry, but they make the offensive guys 100 and all that stuff, man. That's just where the money at, man. The refs is the game. The refs is the game. That's the game. The refs is the ones that's out there playing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm
No, you good. You good. You good. Believe it or not, we it's at that time, man. So, you know, hey, appreciate all y'all. Lady C, you ready, baby?
I am ready.
Okay.
So,
okay. Give it to him.
Well, me and Kel would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. You guys know that. We love you guys tremendously. We also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And if you want to enter out the picks for Miss T's picks, my Cash App is $MAMACOSS, the number 5. And it has to be in before Thursday, 7 p.m. So we'll see you guys right back here Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Love you guys.
That's right. That's right. Debo, I'm winning this week. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm congratulations.
Hey,
congratulations on that win, brother. Hey, listen,
yeah.
Man, I appreciate everyone who called in, chimed in, let their voice be heard, gave your opinion. Hey, and I, Lady T, I appreciate you, sweetheart. I really appreciate you. I love the fact you don't back down and you say what you got to say and you let your voice be heard, girl. That's our bye. We'll catch y'all Thursday, man.
Remember Fred and Dave. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing fair, cause Fred is dead. Another junkie plans.